Welcome back to Down the Brass Tacks. A couple of things. I have a note from someone that tells me, assures me, who knows Cammy Trudeau well, that Cammy is not from St. Lucie. Apparently, Cammy was born in Lemon Grove, Westbury Road, St. Michael. His father was James A. Trudeau, represented St. Lucie before he did, but he was not from St. Lucie. Someone else is asking me about whether I'm aware of the myriad reasons that a woman can go to a pharmacist and whisper in his ear. She could be having issues with yeast infections, birth control pills, meds for other sicknesses that are not for the ears of everyone. One should not assume that if a woman whispers in a pharmacist's ear, she is going for the abortion pill. The information, however, came from a pharmacist who told me that he makes a lot of money after festive holidays like Christmas and crop over from women who come in on mornings and whisper in his ear that they need the abortion pill because things happen. The other point that is to be made here from one of the WhatsAppers, the person is telling me, Peter, if the bomb sees on the dance floor shaking, if the bomb sees on the dance floor jumping, if it is bent over, then it is there to be walked up upon. I didn't say, I just read it. Down the Brass Tacks, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Peter.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
Well, celebrating another my son today.
Okay, the birthday?
Yep.
Many, many happy returns, sir.
And if
you want to tell us how old?
67, man.
67. All right. So you are no pensionable?
65.
Okay.
And if the Houston was alive, she beside me, celebrating her today, too. I can talk about this to you. But before I do that, I want to respond to the conversation that you and Marshall are having and about Misa and No. They're pushing good causes. The causes of which they're pushing for are good. But the way it is being done, it seems to be a bad. And again, I'm asking for togetherness. Come together and push this one cause together. There's violence against, not only against women, but men. So the way they're pushing their agenda, it appears to some people as though there's a ban. Many bodies get beat too. But men are going to come out and speak out. No, about the politics. I am from St. Lucie. My roots are in St. Lucie. Some time ago, I know deceased uncle of mine celebrated his son's birthday. And this opened my eyes to a lot of things. When I got to the North Star something, because the family is so big, it can be held like no one individual house. It has to be kept at the North Star something. I did not see the representative for St. Lucie. And I asked, wait. I was so away too. I remember they put what was said to me to a comment that David Thompson made, delayed David Thompson made to Dennis Cameron when he was on the rampage. As you see St. Lucie belong to you, you can cross the floor. He never accepted the offer. He never. The last election, the Barbados and Friday could have left and go overseas. I mean, people were totally fed up with the nonsense that the last government did. Totally. And because of it, they got wiped out. They got what they deserve. And they don't think that any of them should ever, ever come back to face the electorate. As we know, rebuilding is not easy. It is not easy. Repairing can be. But rebuilding is not easy. That's why I have said that the Democratic Party is going to be the political wilderness for many, many years to come. Bernard DePisa was part of that group who stood at Waterford and lambasted the new prime minister. I was personally disappointed in her, Irene Sandefur-Gana, mean their two females. And at that point, I thought they would have gotten off the stage and walked away. They didn't. They stood there and they applauded the rest. None of them don't deserve to ever, ever be elected to political office again. So when y'all didn't know it got rebuilt, they have to rebuild. And before you go to this, I didn't want to compliment the Prime Minister on China. I've been asking for a long time. I noticed that so far, we have had two distinguished African leaders here in Barbados. Now, this is only not about financial benefit. It's also about cultural benefit. And this is the time now to open the people who have been saying that they are not Africans to show them that we are indeed part of South Africa just by establishing those ties.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, sir. And I want to wish you many happy returns. And let's see if we can get a couple more callers in. We're heading towards 12 o'clock, which will be the regional roundup. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, sir. Good
morning, sir. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. Greetings and salutations to your good self.
Thank you.
It is with a very sad note and deep regret that I have to begin my today's contribution on the passing of your true friend, Mr. Woodine Davis, QCJP. He was the best friend of the late Mr. Blair Haynes, who predeceased him come September the 9th would be 17 years. On learning of his passing last Saturday, I was shocked with he, as he was familiarly called by his close friends, was humble, accommodating, and very down to earth. Reflecting way back when he was appointed acting magistrate, I recall in one of his judgments, he was quoted as to say, "There is nothing that irritates the man more than provocation." And while he acted as a high court judge, a case that stands out as the landmark case, the Reverend Edward Gather versus Bishop Gomez of the Anglican Church. Because of his ruling and being short of judges at the time, it was anticipated that he would have been appointed. That was not to be, as he was overlooked in preference for the Honorable Justice Daniel Greenidge. Also mourning his loss is one of his friends, is one of Barbados' island scholars and surgeon, Dr. Martin Haynes, who, in one of his books, The Quintessential College Boy, had him highlighted as a humble servant, which was first published in 1990 in the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. To his family, friends, and legal fraternity, my deepest sympathy. May he rest in peace and rise in glory. And in conclusion, sir, I have to ask you one question. It may be not so much of a political nature, but just bothering.
Okay.
What kind of contribution is realized from the ombudsman? Is there a necessity for that office to be continued, sir?
Okay, sir.
For your response.
Thank you very much. We're going to have to take another break, and we go back to we'll be back to Down to Brass Tacks in a few minutes. Yeah, morning, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, morning.
Yeah, I would like to make two quick points.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say that I am of the view that Mr. Awfully Party should not be paid this political fee.
No political fee, you mean the share of the 2,000,
yes,
250,000?
Yes, because his party did not face the polls.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be unfair, it would be wrong to the taxpayers. He did not face the taxpayers like polls, so we should receive the taxpayers' fee. That would be just like fraud, receiving payment for work.
No, but if the definition is parties that sit in parliament, the definition is not parties that face the polls. The definition, as I understand it, is parties that sit in parliament.
Yeah, but I also feel like that should be a part of the condition.
So if, let's say, for example, like in the case of Richie Haynes, so you're saying that the law should be changed, the rule should be changed?
Yes, because he just shouldn't be getting, because he said he didn't do it for money. So if he didn't do it for money, then he is not saying what he did it for, so I still feel like he should owe that
Well, all right, fair enough. Sir, I don't disagree with you. I personally think that the idea of giving Adley's party a share is, I think that the party, and I like you, don't believe that he should benefit from it. The problem is that, as I understand it, the rule says all parties that are represented in parliament, and his is a party that is represented in parliament. The fact that he didn't go in there as a, what do you use, a PLP? What is the party that he is?
But after the next election, will be nothing. So don't worry about that.
Precisely. But the point is that he didn't go in there as that. He went in as a B. But the fact is that once you say all parties sitting in parliament, then his is a party sitting in parliament. He's entitled to a share.
Yeah. I take your point, but you still feel it should be all real, like how you understand it.
Yeah,
I want to make one more point to you.
Sure.
Verity Pisa versus Mayor Motley is another 30-11 in the making, sir. Listen, and I also want to speak back.
You don't think that it could be a 29-1?
No.
If you send her the right place?
No, they're not right places. What I want to say, too, is that I want to make two more points, but I'm going to leave that till Tuesday. I want to make a point that Transport Board do not know the true bus fare that it collects. And I also want to make the point about sewage collections. But I can speak to you on that next week when we have more time.
No problem. Thanks. Yeah. I look forward to the conversation next week, Tuesday. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Wicker.
Yes, good morning, ma'am. How are you, dear?
I am not bad.
Good.
But the last time I talked to you, I was 10 years old and I was 80 today, so I don't know what happened at all.
You said 10 years old?
Yes, I'm 70 years. They don't let me in to speak to you anyhow. Don't mind, we don't care long. One thing first I want to say to you, Mr. Sure. Wicker. You must think about the Bible and study it and don't say you don't believe in the Bible. The Bible is a spiritual funny book.
But if I don't believe in it, what do you want me to say?
Well, don't say it because it has caused you to get affected. Some kind of hole. Yes, you think good.
Am I get straight though?
Well, it could be.
But I've been saying this for the last 20 years and I got struck down yet.
Well, right. You know, if you know that there's so many different sciences on the earth.
Yeah.
You know that?
Uh-huh.
And you know that they use the Bible?
They use the Bible, they use the Bhagavad Gita, they use the Quran.
You see what I mean? All
there are several books.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's the Mormons have a book, the Book of the Mormon. I got copies of all at home on my bookshelf.
But don't worry, when people come to you the Bible and you don't think, tell them, don't say you don't believe in the Bible.
But I don't, ma'am.
All right, but don't say it all the time. I like, may the Lord forgive you for nonsense. Anyhow, Mr. Bishop,
he might reward me for good things.
I got a few things to say here.
Sure, go ahead, ma'am.
Let's go on one. A gentleman called yesterday and he was on the same line as me. I find that there's too much evil coming out of America. Too many wicked things. And especially from the police. The police can hold people and do them whatever they like. If they send that message all down here, what would be the come of people? The police handcuffs the man and then slam him in the wall and all the man's face. I sit down in my house, I went away. And then all the man's face bleeding. And they come back and show you this is not the first time the police did it. They did it before with a woman and beat the woman all merciful. They ain't got care for God, man, or the devil. I just wonder to know if people don't know nothing that could help them with American police. American police want a few things laying go among them and make them know what the fear of God. They're too wicked and it needs stopping. And I'd like to say, too, about the TV. I just go by Channel 7 and 706. Mm-hmm. Channel 7 need to speak to the female, we'll call them moderators or whatever, the female, I know, that they're just dressed too ordinary. I don't like to see the armhole. I ain't coming to people work. Come to work nice and decently dressed. Especially out there, them just get enough money. Mm-hmm. That's so much for that. Coming down now to our country, and I want you to agree with me, I sat down with my host here Tuesday and Monday and watched Carnival. And the first time I have ever really seen such things. It was over and above. I ain't got a different word to say, but too common. Hmm. Oh, my gracious. I hear
you. You want me to agree with you?
Wait, I'm going to look at what? A gentleman calling and says scantily dressed. It wasn't scantily dressed. It was. When it comes to the bottom part, those women on that morning. It was distasteful. It makes stomach feel sick and true, especially when the thing goes.
It made your stomach feel sick.
Well, I tell you, they were sick than any man I know too.
I ain't know about that. I could tell you, I was on Spring Garden. I wasn't on Spring Garden, but I was in Bank Hall, and I didn't find that men look unhappy at all. Yeah, they looked very happy to me.
And then you look at Greiner and that young woman or whoever there was.
Did he look unhappy?
No, they didn't look unhappy, but there you go. They giving him so much thing and he out there. Winding up enjoying
it. At his age. And enjoying it, right? The point is that he is enjoying it. He enjoying it and I'm enjoying it. So who has been punishing the process?
Well, I got something to put
you. You know, ma'am, what I would say to you, and I mean, you asked me to agree with you. I can't agree with you because I think that there were a lot of scantily clad people in Crop Over. But I also appreciate that Crop Over and Carnival is a festival for that. It is a festival for shedding your inhibitions and in many instances, shedding your clothes. Once your shedding of your clothes confines with the four corners of the law, which means that your nipples need to be covered, which means that the shaft of the penis has to be covered. It also means that parts of a woman's vagina have to be covered. Once those are covered, any number could play. And I think it is to the individual to interpret what they consider to be decent. Now, as I said to you, ma'am, there are a number of people that I saw that were scantily clad that I would have preferred to be wearing clothes. And there are a number of people who were wearing clothes that I would have preferred to be scantily clad. But this is a matter of taste. And who am I to determine or to dictate, or who are you to determine or to dictate what a woman ought to be wearing or not wearing, or a man to be wearing or not wearing? It is a question of choice. The law stipulates that there are certain parts of the anatomy that have to be covered. Once those are covered, you know, it just comes down to a question of taste.
Yes, but you must not look at it so, because when...
Well, I mean, you have to look at it so, but how you have to look at it, ma'am?
Listen, when one like me, who the count has nobody and ignorant and can't read and write and can't spell and the voice don't sound good on the air and all that kind of thing will shout to me, you that know all the good things should agree with me or try
but
to
ma'am,
understand
not necessarily. Ma'am, I am saying you have a right to your view and opinion, and I ain't going to education or nothing so. You are Barbadian. You have a right to your view and opinion. You also have a right to call on the program and express those views. And I accept that for you, it was all a bit too much. Agreed?
It really was.
It was too much. But all I'm saying, ma'am, is that you live on an island with 250,000 other people. And the vast majority of those people don't seem to feel it was all a bit much. You know, one of the things that I have often said, ma'am, is that the comparison between the first and the second band is striking. You have the first band, which is a Christian band called Walk Holy. That seldom goes past 20 members, 10 members, 20 members. You don't get a turnout. And behind that, you have a decadent mass known as Blue Box Cart. That seldom nice. Falls below 300 or 400.
But that was nice.
So, ma'am, the point I'm making is that there is clearly a market for the decadent nakedness, for the debauchery that is associated with the drinking and the whining. There's a market for that by virtue of the fact that you can see 20 bands with 500-600 people in them jumping up to that type of thing. And then you have the Walk Holy with 10%. And I think the Walk Holy presents a slightly more refined, dignified product, which, if what you are saying is right, should be in demand in our festival, but it's clearly not in demand.
Well, I am sure that is why I'm talking about it now, because I want the government to put it in demand.
Oh, no.
Listen,
but the whole government can create a demand for that, ma'am?
Right, listen, let me
what government needs to do is to make Walk Holy able, make it so that Walk Holy could present a product. I think that's the best that they can do thereafter, you know. Anyhow, Walk ma'am, Holy. We have to get the final word from you because I'm told we have to go.
Let me hear your final word.
No, you, from you, Walk from you.
Yes. Walk Holy, as Christians, a lot of them always saying, Lord, Lord, don't mean it. And Walk Holy have some kind of meaning to be out there. So I don't see if there was real Christians and really wanted to think they would have done. You ain't going to see Jehovah's Witness.
I ain't going to see you out there neither.
You ain't going to see me because I'm 82 years old, sick, can't walk, can't jump, don't like walking, okay. Don't even like to sit down and watch television all day long.
All right, ma'am. Well, I want to thank you, and hopefully you and I can chat again before the next 10 years pass. Down to Brass Talks. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Down to Brass Talks. 434-1790 is the number that you can call. Remember, we take a break in about 15 minutes for the regional roundup. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Wickham.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Good, good.
Now, I want to raise two issues. One about the Senussi.
Raise away.
And the Democratic Labour Party.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation you had just now with that lady who said she was 82 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Because I find the last couple of days, you keep raising this issue with that small group of persons who you are saying is Christians that can't raise no more than 30 people and things like that. Now, I'm saying this. I don't know if I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I raise up that way. But I will never join no band in Barbados in 2014 because from 2014 I can see the bands.
Mm-hmm.
The last band I witnessed is that Melvin Corner, Deacon's Road, in 2014. And what I saw that day, especially coming from the ladies, I couldn't be with my little, my beliefs, because I'm not really a person who's got church all the time. But what I raise up this and what I believe in, I would not join no band to go on the street with what I witnessed in 2014. So when that lady was explaining what she saw on TV to you, you don't have to stretch it because it was bad in 2014 to me. And I hear it get worse.
No, it can get worse. It can get much worse.
But Mr. Wickham, when I hear you,
if you think skimpy, if you think what you're seeing is skimpy, wait 2-3 years.
But what I'm saying to you, Mr. Wickham,
mm-hmm.
I talked to you before about certain things, and I got enough of them. I believe the gentleman who I'm speaking to now, I don't think it'd be a big thing if the whole of Barbados come like the village.
What do you mean?
You know, with the village.
No, what's the village?
You know, went to village in New York?
No. What are you talking about?
There's an area in Manhattan that's called the village.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you get a chance, go there.
Mm-hmm.
I will leave that right there.
I don't know. I'm trying to understand the point you're making, though. Because there are lots of people who have also never been to the village that you need to be
clear
to.
Okay, let me tell you then what I mean then.
Mm-hmm.
Ask anybody what happens and what goes on in the village.
No, but you tell us. You tell us.
No, let's move on to St. Lucie.
No, but sir, you tell us. Why do you just come and drop that there? Just tell us what are you talking about?
I'm saying I believe, Mr. Wickham.
Yes, sir.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in anything. I don't believe that you believe there's right and wrong in morals and the things they do.
But sir, you're wrong.
No, that's you're my wrong. Belief.
You that are wrong. My, I'm sorry, you're wrong. I let you ramble on and talk. I'm going to stop you at this point because you're talking nonsense.
Okay.
Sir, I have moral standards and principles that are as valid, sir, as yours. Okay?
You need
to stop this nonsense. And you and other Christians that would argue that because I don't share your beliefs, I have no standards, I have no morals, I have no principles. That is abject nonsense.
Let's move on.
Y'all have this sanctimonious thing that you need to get away from because the world is not only seen through your eyes. I have a right to have my views, and I also have moral standards. And who is to say that your morals and my morals are any different?
Let us move on, Mr. Wickham.
Please.
That is why I don't want to tell you.
No, because but then you can't come and provoke me and then tell me that you don't want me to respond. I let you talk for a whole 2 minutes, and I said absolutely nothing, but you came to a point where I have to respond.
I told you I'm not going there, and you insist you want to hear.
No, but then don't mention anything about this issue unless you want me to respond to you.
But if I tell you don't, let's go there no more, and you insist.
No, but you dropped something. You showed a sprat, and then you're telling me that you ain't going away no more.
Can I get to St. Lucie?
Get to St. Lucie.
Okay. Now, Mr. Wickham, all my life I did construction. I love kitchens. Okay? But I also work on roasts and box and everything. I could argue with anybody in the world about construction. Now, I heard you this morning, and there were a couple of fellas on the air with you trying to explain things to you. And because your job, which to me, not that I know, you have a job where you send people from consistency to consistency, and then you come up with polls. When you deal with people like Mr. Wiggins, Leslie, the taxi man, I know his real name, but I would say the taxi man, because he don't call his name on the radio. Mark Williams. Those fellas know the ground. There's nothing like a person sending people to 30 constituencies and collecting information and coming up with figures and things. Those fellas, the name they just called Leslie, Mr. Wiggins, the taxi man, Mark Williams, and those fellas, they're the underground on in every parish. And they're the feeling the pubs of the people, run shops, football games, dominoes, they just get the feeling of the people. Rain, the taxi man.
So I can't contradict them?
No. Listen, you're getting mixed up. Your style of doing things is that my radio right there.
Sir, my style of doing things is that I'm a scientist.
No, but a scientist.
Okay. I'm a scientist.
You don't see scientists as listen.
Scientists make mistakes. But the point I am making.
Your question, do you believe that there's listen?
If scientists listen, of course we listen.
Okay, I want you to do that. What I'm trying to tell you is this, and listen to me carefully. You or I, or our prime minister, can't tell nobody what's going to happen 2 to 3 years down the road.
Yeah, fair enough.
No country.
Case closed. No, I got, so all of this don't make no sense. So let's move on.
Just a minute, man.
You're out of time.
I'm finished?
Well, we'll finish saying what you have to say then.
Any country in the IMF hand, especially where we are now, can predict 2 to 3 years down the road. And you have a good day.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. This is Down to Brass Tacks. I just want to make it clear. When we send out researchers to collect data, they don't collect them in the air from helicopters. They go on the ground and they go door to door. They knock on doors and they speak to people in constituencies and they ask them, who will you support? What are your issues and whatnot? That's how we do it. So this presumption that somebody who is on the ground speaking to people in rum shops has more sophisticated information than someone like myself who is perceived to be in the air. It's different. It's total nonsense because it's a question that I am asked in every single country. How the hell you could sit from Barbados and tell me what's going on in Bastia? Because that's how scientists operate. We send people out on the ground to collect empirical evidence. Now, I don't disagree that the Wesleys of this world also have a valuable insight because they live among people and they're able to bring a perspective. But there are some things, especially when a loss and whatnot, that, you know, you kind of have a better perspective when you use data that is collected door to door on the ground. Okay, we have another half of the program to go. But we need to take a break now for the regional roundup. We have to get out of here at 11:55 and we have a few seconds more to go. So I want to thank you all for calling in this part of the program and I'm going to ask you to stay tuned because there's more to come when we come back from the regional roundup.